The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're joined by Ger Herbert, motoring editor for the Sunday Independent. Good morning, Ger.
Good morning, Pat.
I saw you smiling when Donald Trump was saying, we'll allow Canada to make cars.
It's by our good grace that you can do these things, yes.
Yes, it's extraordinary. Anyway, you want to talk about the Volkswagen Group in Ireland, some milestones.
Yeah, 75 years of SEAT and Volkswagen in Ireland. So it's a very big, big year for them. And also they had a press conference last week just looking back on 2024 and sort of having predictions for 2025. Interestingly, Pat, they're saying that their EV sales for January for the first 20 days are up 15% across the the mark. So it'll be interesting to see. We won't have the figures for all of the car sales until next Tuesday because of the bank holiday, but it will be. I mean, there's a lot of people waiting to see, you know, what indications it gives for EVs in 2025.
I presume price has something to do with it, though. The price must be much more competitive than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting more competitive all the time. But I think that's the problem as well. It's making buyers think, do I hang on now? Will the prices get even more competitive in the future? So that can be a bad thing as well.
The first Beetle ever built outside Germany was built in?
In Ballsbridge in Dublin. Yeah. I'm not sure a lot of people know that. And that was 75 years ago. So as I said, lots to celebrate. They were looking back on last year. They expect this year to have a 35% increase in electrified vehicle sales. Now, what I thought was interesting at the press conference, they're putting a huge amount of emphasis on plug-in hybrids.
Okay, well, I always say that having a plug-in hybrid is like having a bicycle for a kid with trainer wheels. You know, that you're never really going to be stuck if you run out of battery power, but you can find a pump on the corner and fill up with fuel. So it gets you used to the idea of electric driving, and then you tend never to go back.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is when they first came out, they had very short and limited ranges, and you had to wonder really what was the value of them. I mean, 40, 50 kilometres, and you probably weren't even getting that. What's very interesting, though, is Volkswagen now are looking at plug-in hybrids with over 100 kilometres. For Skoda, they'll have a superb combi coming on stream soon with 130 kilometres. You know, all of a sudden then you're doing your entire, no matter how what distance you're travelling, most people are doing within at least, you know, even long-ish commutes are doing probably 100 kilometres.
Yeah. And so what happens then, you've got filled the thing, the plug-in hybrid up with juice, and you never use the juice. You have to be reminded by the engine. By the way, why don't you try driving on petrol for a while to make sure we're all working right?
Yeah, that you know, you do have it. Or that one time you do the long journey. So as you say, I mean, it means installing, to get the best value for them, you really have to install a home charger. So you go through the motions of doing all of that. So yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, they do act as a stepping stone, but definitely for Volkswagen for 2025, across the group, they have a huge emphasis on those.
Now, the one thing you'd also warn people that, you know, when you are charging your car, an EV, it will put your ESB bill up a bit, not compared to the price of petrol at the pump. But people forget that they've saved themselves maybe €100 a week on petrol, and they've done that for 2 months for their bill, which amounts to €800 of a saving maybe.
Yeah,
that they've
huge,
made.
I hear
and their ESB
on
bill goes up by 150 and they're wondering why. But yeah, They've saved
a huge amount. There are some great deals out there on night rates. I know people who only charge for 2 to 3 hours, maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. So you can adjust it to the kind of way you use electricity at home, but there are some great deals out there.
Battery life.
Yeah, this was an interesting one as well. Obviously, VW across all of their brands sell a lot of electric cars. They were asked how many EV batteries they've actually replaced. They've only replaced 4 full battery replacements since 2014, and they were all crash related.
Interesting text just come in from Maria in Westport. Just to say our EV6 powered our house for over 48 hours and it used the equivalent of 120 kilometres of driving.
Yeah,
that's obviously with
lots of people saying that. And yet you had the doomsayers on Twitter doing the usual going, oh, yeah, look how smart you are now in your EV. You can't charge it during a power cut. Well, actually, they were actually powering homes, appliances, fridges, all sorts around the country. So that was a really good news story. But yeah, a lot of reassurance there from in terms of battery replacements. Impressive longevity as well. Batteries retain, according to the VW Group, 92 to 93% charge capacity after 3 years. And they had one example of a battery retaining 91% efficiency after 200,000 kilometres.
Now, the long-awaited equivalent small car electrified, VW have one coming up, almost like a Polo or an Up.
bigger. It's as roomy as a Golf is what they're saying, but it's priced like a Polo. So that should be interesting. It's going to come in with two battery options, 38 kilowatt and 56, up to 450 kilometres in range. I mean, even if you knock a considerable amount off that, you're still talking about a lot of range for 25,000.
And the price?
25,000 is what they're saying. Now, I presume that'll be the entry level price. There will be. But I mean, this is the kind of price we're beginning to see. Remember, Pat, the Dacia Spring has come in at 17,000. Hyundai Inster at 19,000. Citroen launched the EC3 at 23,400. So, and I actually had the Spring last week, 225 kilometre range. I was getting 200. Very cheap and cheerful. Yeah. Like, you're getting what you pay for. But I was very impressed with it for that sort of price.
And the longevity of the car itself. There's a study suggesting that they last at least as long as your petrol or diesel car.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is 300 million MOT vehicle inspection test records from almost 30 million cars from 2005 to 2022. What they did find, some really interesting stuff. The older EVs were not as reliable as the modern, as the, you know, sort of equivalent petrol and diesel cars. But now they are passing out diesel and they're on the same sort of lifespan as petrol cars. So the average lifespan is estimated to be 18.4 years.
So no worries. So if you're buying now, it'll be good for that length of time. Now, what about the Chinese and the tariffs? I mean, what's happening there?
Yeah,
tariffs is a dirty word at the moment.
Yeah, the continuing saga of this. Chinese manufacturers BYD, Geely and SAIC have officially challenged the European Union. They're complaining about the fact that they all have different rates as well. So the SAIC have the highest rate. And remember, the rate was determined by how much cooperation you gave the EU. Tesla got the lowest rate because they basically opened their books and said, here, inspect them and see what you think yourself. Meanwhile, the EU now have indicated that they might do a kind of a subsidies across the European block, instead of leaving it to each country to support European car makers. They haven't been very clear on how that would work, but that's an interesting one.
Instead of actually doing the tariffs on the Chinese, they support the local industry.
That, or maybe do both. We'll wait to see. And also the UK government are looking to do a separate deal with Trump, so they're not subject to the tariffs. And obviously Trump has been quite nice about Starmer recently, saying he was doing a really good job, so we'll see how that works out. But then Trump says a lot of things. So
now tell me about Jeep and what they have done.
Yeah, so the Jeep Avenger is available as petrol, hybrid or fully electric. And now they've basically, they're going to sell all of them at the same price at $29,995, obviously,
so
depending on the spec.
Absolutely down to preference, no, nothing other than that. Price will not impact.
They're also offering a 6-month peace of mind guarantee. So if you go fully electric and decide it's not right for you, you can swap it within the 6 months. This is a really good move, Pat. But I would say just one thing. When people talk about resale values on electric cars and the instability in the market at the moment, if you bought a Jeep Avenger electric a few months ago at 35,000, this would not be good news to you. So you can see why there's issues at the moment. It's great to see this.
But how low can you go? That's the question.
Well, this is the problem. And I think a lot of buyers are thinking, they could still go a bit lower. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword really at the moment.
Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.